brought to you by Leaving the Ring. It's not a sport to us, it's a lifestyle. Hey, don't forget, we're on every Monday night at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, be sure to download the Pandora so you can catch up with the rotation of all the shows that are on the network. I hope you enjoyed this one here.
What's going on, folks? This is Dave Linus from Leaving the Ring. This is my news and notes. I'll be here every Wednesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Just to drop some quick thoughts about the sport or something that I saw or heard. And I'll relay it on the Locker Room app here so you guys can tune in. And then if you didn't, don't worry about it. You can go to our YouTube channel or you can download us on Pandora and you can hear exactly what I had to say here on the Locker Room app. Anyway, so Keith Idick from Boxing Scene, who I know, I've had him on the show. He's a very good journalist. Had a chance to interview Shakur Stevenson, who's a lightweight, who's fighting tonight on ESPN Plus at 7:30 p.m. And he had a chance to interview him, and they got in depth about Lomachenko, Vasily Lomachenko's loss to Teofimo Lopez. He lost to in the past in October. Okay. And Shakur Stevenson, obviously, what he said is gonna bring an uproar to certain fans. But I was looking at some of the words that he was saying, and it got me thinking. Okay, sometimes when a fighter starts pointing out certain things, it's because they feel like this is the right time to go after this guy to get the credibility that they're seeking. Because you know, Shakur Stevenson is a very talented silver medalist, Olympian, but really honestly hasn't burst into the boxing scene. He's being, he's managed by Andre Ward. He's promoted by Top Rank, but in all honesty, he hasn't really captured the imagination of boxing fans. You know, I mean, I think he showed that he's very talented. He could box really well, but it hasn't really made us go like, he's the future of the sport. Well, in my opinion, that's what my sense is. And that's honestly what I see with my own two eyes. That's where I'm kind of headed with is like, I don't really see him being one of the top future lightweight champions out there. He hasn't really fought anybody of note. He hasn't really tried to go after anybody of really note and stuff. But I'll read you really quick what he had to say about Lomachenko. And like I said, this was one of the things. If you haven't read the article, go over there to keep. And it's on Boxing Scene, and just look up Keith Idick. Stevenson said the heart was Loma's problem in the Lopez fight. It'd be a really bad mistake to fight me. Which pretty much is what he's saying is that he's ripe. He thinks that Lomachenko is ripe for him at this moment. Because that Lomachenko went in there scared or believing that Lomachenko, which a lot of us believe, including myself, that he was trying to drag Teofimo Lopez to those championship rounds and then put on the pressure. And it backfired. And I also believe that Lopez's power is what really got Lomachenko thinking about his strategy and what he was going to do. There's no question that Lomachenko is a phenom. There's no question that he definitely needs all the credit that he's accomplished in the sport in a short period. I mean, his pedigree in the amateurs is by far one of the best. What he's did in the amateurs, leading into the pros on his fifth fight, going after a very recognized veteran titleist champion into Siri Salcido. And then, but going back with Stevenson, you know, here's another Olympian kid. He's seen a guy, and it's got to remember, Lomachenko was 35 years old, Shakur's 23. Now, if he's using his name for clout, that's pretty common in boxing. You want to, attach yourself to somebody that's popular. But notice he's not attaching himself to Lopez, Teofimo Lopez, who's the actual king of the lightweight division. Okay, he's attaching himself to a guy that lost. Now, Lomachenko didn't lose. He was shut out, but it wasn't like he was beat up completely by Lopez. Lopez never dropped him, never really hurt him in the fight, but definitely puzzled him and had him very wary of his punching power. And Teofimo Lopez showed that, you know, even though a lot of us were thinking Lomachenko's experience was going to take over his youth, Teofimo Lopez showed that he has experience, you know, that he has the intelligence to adjust and to stick to a game plan, not fight on purely emotions. So I go off of what Shakur is saying, and there's another thing he says in the interview with Keith Idick, is that this fight should be able to be made very easy because we're both with the same banner, which is Top Rank. And I'm like, yeah. And I don't know about you, but I would love to see Lomachenko come back and get in with the Olympian silver medalist, an American fighter like Shakur Stevenson. I like to see if Stevenson, whatever he's like, getting the glimpse of how Lomachenko is, I like to see if he can capitalize that, because the one thing that fight fans are going to immediately point out is that Shakur Stevenson does not carry the power of the Teofimo Lopez. That's for sure. Okay. He doesn't carry that. So I'm not sure if Lomachenko is going to be hesitant and to attack Shakur Stevenson, but I think it's fair to say that the boxing skills and level where Shakur Stevenson is, it should be competitive to Lomachenko. Now, if the fight was to happen, you know, I think a lot of folks will probably start writing off, because I've seen that already, people writing off Lomachenko. I wouldn't write him off. I think he would still be the favor against Shakur Stevenson. And I think the pressure would be on him because he's now calling out this ex-champion who still very much has the goods. I mean, he did show he's still competitive. You know, he didn't look old. He just looked, you know, undersized against a real true lightweight like Teofimo Lopez, you know. And again, Teofimo Lopez went out there with an excellent, excellent game plan. Didn't allow Lomachenko to get off first. Didn't allow him to use angles and pivot out of his way out of his punches. And really didn't even allow his jab to be established. Teofimo Lopez did all that and pushed him back. You know, and one thing his dad, Teofimo Lopez's dad, keep pointing out was that Lomo can't fight backwards. So can Shakur Stevenson force Lomachenko to fight backwards? I'm not sure. I've never seen, really, honestly, right now, off the top of my head, Shakur Stevenson. Has he pushed anybody going backwards? I mean, when he fought his fiance's brother, Hoyt Gonzalez, I mean, Hoyt didn't even really do a whole lot. He was there for the taking, and Shakur didn't really step it up. You know, he didn't really go out there and try to take him out of there. I mean, his temperament, really, honestly, is a boxer. He's not I wouldn't label him a boxer puncher, because we haven't seen that yet, you know. And tonight, I mean, he's going to be headlining on ESPN. But again, I'm not expecting him to take out this guy. I mean, when we've seen him step on the gas, the punching power really hasn't been evident there. You know, it's kind of been a suspect deal. You know, he's been able to outbox, outmaneuver, pretty much dominate every single round. But to say that he's a power puncher and he can take him out of there, I've yet to see that. Whereas Lomachenko has made guys quit on their stool. Lomachenko has stopped guys. You know, couldn't do it with Lopez, but he did it with other guys, you know, that step forward to him that didn't show angles. And that's what makes this fight really interesting, is because Shakur Stevenson is a guy that relies on footwork and angles to set punches up. So I don't know about you, but I would love to see Shakur Stevenson make that huge step. If he could convince Bob Arum to get in there with Lomachenko, but yet then again, Bob Arum is a very smart promoter and may think it's a little bit too early, because like, what I witness is that, you know, I don't think Lomachenko is ready for the taking yet. Honestly, think that if there's a rematch made with Lopez, which Lopez has been very vocal saying he's not going to give him one, doesn't think he needs to give him one, that he doesn't deserve to have one. But if it was to be made, because at the end of the day, the almighty dollar is what really rules the book there, I still would think that Lomachenko is a live dog against Lopez, where, you know, before it was Lopez was the live dog, okay? But, you know, if Arum is like, well, Lomachenko is 35 years old, he probably possibly only has maybe 2-3 fights left. why not put him in Shakur? Because I'm trying to build up this Olympian kid. I'm trying to make him into a star, and I'm possibly trying to make him the biggest opponent going after Teofimo Lopez, where Teofimo Lopez obviously has a big list of guys that he could face. Gervonta Davis to Ryan Garcia, Luke Campbell, Jorge Linares. I mean, there's a lot of guys there in that division, you know. So Shakur Stevenson is obviously a very added good one, but it's not a proven name yet. He's like Devin Haney. They're still not proven to show that they can, you know, duke it out with the top dogs in the elite class of 135. But for me, this is Shakur Stevenson. If he takes on Lomachenko, and depending how he looks, and if he could stay in their 12 rounds with them, win or lose, I think he'd be I think he's worthy of now saying, hey, I'm ready for these other guys, you know. But I mean, definitely a win would be far more, you know, better for him. But I think it's a brave move for him to say that Lomachenko doesn't have heart, you know, that he went in there with not the heart of fighting Lopez, that he, you know, if he did that with me, it would be the wrong deal. Well, you know, put your money where your mouth is and get in there and face this guy and get on Bob Arum and say, I want this fight next. The way Lomachenko said he wanted Salido and he wanted everybody that was dangerous, do the same thing, guys. That's what I say. If Lomachenko, who was able to come from the Olympics, jump in there after the World Series of Boxing, competing in that, and jump in there and tell Bob Arum, his promoter, hey, I want these guys first. In five fights, he said, I want Orlando Siri, Salido. He's a dangerous guy, but I want to prove that I'm the best, and this is what I want. And then he continued doing it. Continued going in there and fighting the best, okay? That's what these other guys could do. That's what Teofimo Lopez did. He wanted, you know, Lomachenko. He knew that Lomachenko was the man to beat, and he bugged Bob about it, and he got it. So Shakur Stevenson, right now, saying what you had to say to the reporter, Keith Idick, is just whistles in the wind. You got to make it happen. I'd like to see him make it happen because, you know, as my friend from G-Funk, who's part of Leaving Ring Rotation, like he said, you know, Teofimo Lopez started a trend. Let's see if he gets catched on by the rest of the young contenders out there. Anyways, I'm your host, Dave Duenas, man. Go catch me here every Wednesday and Thursday in the locker room at 11 a.m. I'll try to do 30 minutes, but, you know, a lot of times I just drop in some news. I'm quick, you know, quick takes and news and notes here on the locker room app. You can find us every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And you can join us in the chat room and you can call in and talk boxing with us on Leaving the Ring. Make sure you download us on iHeart, Pandora, iTunes, Spotify, Blog Talk, Audio Boom. And again, you catch us on live stream at YouTube and follow me on Twitter. Talk to you guys soon, man. Take care.